position that's always worried me here is that the Telstra landlines are notoriously bad, which means that we're being cut off for sort of like 9 days. Other times for several days. So when the landlines go down and we've got no mobile coverage, we've got no communication whatsoever. So it's always been my concern on a medical issue that we haven't got coverage.
So you have no mobile reception at all? It's not even sort of patchy, there's just no mobile signal?
None whatsoever.
And how big an area, like how far would you have to drive if you wanted to pick up some mobile signal?
Approximately 10 kilometres.
Okay, so it's not just walk to the end of the road and there you are, you'll have a few bars on your phone.
That's correct. Mm. Now, yes, in Caravalley there's 5 accommodation places, of which there's 2 caravan parks, we're one. Now, we have between 2,500 and 3,000 people visit here annually, and the other caravan park is similar figures, so that's 5,000-6,000 people. Now, unfortunately, it doesn't seem that this is taken into consideration when they're looking at the viability of putting mobile reception.
So you think it's worked out, I guess, on the permanent residence in an area?
Well, that's what I'm told by the Telstra when they've looked at it in the past.
Which would be fairly small there in your area?
Which, yes, it is. I'm not sure what the numbers are, but it is fairly small.
Has there been, I guess, emergency situations where you have been in that difficult situation of not having any mobile phone signal? And as you said, you've had problems where the landline goes down as well, so you're pretty much without any telephone communication.
Right. Well, we have had occasions. I mean, I think it was only last week or the week before. It was actually at the other caravan park where a person had a heart attack and they had no way of reaching, because there's no mobile phone, they'd no way of reaching the ambulance directly. So they had to spend time getting to the shop down there and then, of course, made a landline call and got the ambulance out. But as you know, with heart attacks, that 5 minutes could be a matter of life and death.
Mm.
Fortunately, that incident was positive and the person has recovered, so that's great.
Mm. We're talking about this issue this morning, the issue about mobile phone black spots in the Gippsland region, in light of an announcement that was made on Friday about a new plan for an emergency alert system, which will be worked out on where your mobile phone is at the time. So, example, I guess, if there was a bushfire in your area, everyone who was in that area and had their mobile phone switched on would, if the system worked, get an alert system. How would that happen in your area?
Well, it just wouldn't happen. Mm. Because we've got no reception, so while it's got to be applauded, I mean, it's a step in the right direction, but where there's no mobile coverage, it's useless. And as I said, with 5 accommodation places, there could be a lot of people here.
Have you made efforts, I guess, to try and have this addressed?
Not in recent years. Well, when I say not in recent years, we've had discussions with Telstra a couple of years ago. When we first came here, that was 9 years ago, we had considerable discussions with Telstra and our local Member of Parliament, but nothing was ever done. The telephone lines here, as I said, the landlines are notoriously bad. And that's what exasperates the problem, because not only do we not have mobile phone, but there's times when we don't have any communications whatsoever.
Mm. Is this, I guess, a pressing issue for your community?
Well, I believe it is, especially in view of the fire risk. And but as I say, I think medical emergencies are high on the list, as much so as the fire risk.